Augustus Caesar was king when Jesus was born. Before he took the name Augustus, he was Octavian, and he was the winner of the civil war that broke out after the assassination of Julius Caesar, and he became what people call the first great Roman emperor and ushered in what they call the Golden Age of Rome. He was fast friends and good allies of Herod the Great, who was the ruler of all Judea and Galilee and that region of the world. And he declared that all the world should be taxed. And so Joseph and Mary and Jesus in Mary's womb went at the decree of the king to be taxed, went to what would be their ancestral hometown of Bethlehem. Little did the movers and shakers of that day know that the King of Kings was on his way to Bethlehem, on his way to be born in the normal way, to really a peasant girl, and that his followers would sit on the throne of Rome. It always reminds me that we are citizens of the kingdom of God, and Jesus is our king. Sometimes we are so distressed by what happens in the politics of our country, how we can protect our freedoms, or how we can get this or that from the government, and who's going to be best for us or worse for us. But we, first of all, as followers of Jesus Christ, are his subjects. We are citizens of the kingdom of heaven. And as such, we give loyalty to King Jesus. And that's why we celebrate his birth, because Jesus changed everything in the world. Changed the world in a way which Augustus Caesar could never have imagined. Listen again to Luke chapter 2, verse 1. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished, that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we continue to give you praise and thanksgiving every day, in every way, because we owe everything to you. We praise and bow at the feet of King Jesus, the King of Kings. I give him my full allegiance. I am obedient to his laws, first and foremost. Lord, help me to be a good citizen in the country where I am, to be a law-abiding person, to participate as I should in the affairs of this world. But, O Lord, keep me always mindful that I am citizen of the kingdom of heaven, first and foremost. And Jesus is my King. Hail, King Jesus. And I pray in his name. Amen.